Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would speak your word to us, and that we would truly hear your word, and that it would bear fruit in our lives, all to your honor and glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please be seated. In 1836, the Anglican minister Charles Simeon retired after 54 years of ministry at Holy Trinity Church in Cambridge, England. And over those years of ministry, he accomplished far more than just about any other minister does in a lifetime. Yet, after all of that, a friend discovered that this now elderly man was still getting up at 4 a.m. every morning to light his own fire and to spend time reading the Bible and repenting and praying. Thinking that this was perhaps a bit much, a friend of his said, "Mr. Simeon, do you not think that now that you are retired, you might take things more easily?" "What?" replied Simeon. "Shall I not now run with all my might when the winning post is in sight? Shall I ease up now that the finish line is in sight?" Our reading today from Psalm 71 actually touches on some of the same things that Charles Simeon did. Aging well as a Christian is not taking it easy, but it takes courageous commitments to keep up the fight and finish strong. And so we're actually going to look today at Psalm 71 together. And it's important to remember that all of us can learn from messages even that may be primarily directed at others. So married people need to hear sermons on singleness, and single people need to hear sermons on marriage, and men need to hear applications to women, and women need to hear applications to men, and older people need to hear messages, especially that are important to young people. And if we were preaching on Jeremiah 1, we would be doing that. But like today, there are also times when people who are younger need to hear messages addressed primarily to those who are older than they are. What we see here in Psalm 71 is an older man praying and seeking the Lord, specifically facing challenges that come with age. And he writes in verse 9, before what we read today, he says, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent." And so using his words throughout this psalm, we're going to look at five what I'm calling courageous commitments that we need to make, especially as we age. And I'm actually going to look at things that come throughout the whole psalm, not just the portion that was read today. So I would encourage you to actually open up the Bible, not the portion that's in your bulletin, so that you can look at all of that. If you'd like to use the Bible under the seat in front of you, it's page 484. Psalm 71, page 484. And we're going to look at five courageous commitments that we need to make to age well in the Lord. So the first commitment that we need to make, whatever our age, first commitment we need to make is to take refuge in God. So look at verse 1. "In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame." And verse 3, "Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress." In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. A refuge is a fortress for protection. So I think of like scenes in the movies, say from King Arthur times. When the marauders come into the village to wreak havoc on the village, what do the villagers do? They run to the fortress with its high walls and archers for protection and refuge. That's the image here. In you, O Lord, do I run for refuge. In you, O Lord, am I safe from attacks, so I run to you for protection. Find your protection and defense in Jesus. Not in a body that fails, not in a lifetime of abilities and experiences, not in a retirement account, but find your refuge and protection in Jesus. And just notice something kind of tough in verse 3. to which I may continually come. We need to realize that we will need to come continually to Jesus for refuge. And that's a hard reality to face, that especially as we age, we find more and more things that are out of our control, some of which we really don't like, and we need to come continually to Jesus for our strength and refuge and protection. And yes, sometimes people do feel hurt and even pushed aside because of their age, whether it was intentional or not. But instead of becoming bitter and resentful, the psalmist takes refuge in God. I think, for example, of my grandmother. We called her Rari. This was her cross, by the way. It's very special to wear. Rari had, in my opinion, every reason to be bitter in life. She was born physically handicapped. She never ran in her entire life. She had a mother who told her that no man would ever love her and she would die alone. She was told by doctors that she would never physically be able to have children, which she wanted so desperately. But in true Rari form, she didn't accept any of that. She found a man that loved her deeply. She found a doctor who would help her through pregnancies, and she had two daughters and then two grandsons. And it wasn't just because of how wonderful the younger of the two grandsons was, but she turned to the Lord and leaned on Him and sought after Him. And she simply refused to be bitter. And she modeled for me and for many that knew her what turning to the Lord, even when slighted, would look like. When, in my opinion, she had every reason to be bitter and angry. And her example is deeply meaningful to me. But we must take refuge in Jesus. And people who have been accustomed to being in charge or being fully capable of being self-sufficient, the new discovery that we need to take refuge in the Lord and not in our own abilities can be a painful change. But in the midst of it, the first courageous commitment that we are called to, that we see here in Psalm 71, is the need to take refuge in God. The second courageous commitment that we are called to is to remember how God has held us up in the past. Remember how God has held us up in the past. So if you look at verse 6, he writes, "Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb." I've leaned on you since before I was even born. Now, some of you are newer Christians and don't have a lifetime of following the Lord. And you may never have thought about the ways that God has held you up throughout your life, even when you weren't following Him. But many here have followed the Lord for decades and decades. And whatever age you are, commit to remember how God has held you up in the past and ultimately how He has saved you in Jesus. I remember going through a very painful and difficult time, and to help me in the midst of that, and to help me turn to the Lord in it, a pastor asked me to tell him about a time in my life that I can remember that God came through for me in the past. And remembering how God had held me up then in the past didn't make my current circumstances change, but it did encourage me to keep going, trusting again that the Lord would not abandon me now. And in fact, aging can greatly help us in this, because having years and years and decades to look back on can give us more of God's work to remember. And especially when we see the clear evidence of perhaps decreasing physical strength as we age, it can actually increase our ability to declare the strength of God. When we were younger, we may have thought that we did it. But as we age, we realize, even often painfully, that we can't anymore, and we're forced to rely on God more. And that can actually help us remember that it really was Him holding us up all along. So in youth or in advanced age, we must rely entirely on God. And a lifetime of following the Lord can teach us that crucial lesson that we must always rely on God. It is He who holds us up. It is He who saves us through His cross and resurrection. We may forget that when we think that we are so strong, but as we age, we're given the opportunity to realize how much God truly holds us up. Do you talk more about what you used to do or what you have accomplished? Or do you talk more about what God has done? So the second courageous commitment that we see here in Psalm 71 is the need to remember that God is the one that holds us up. The third courageous commitment that we're called to here in Psalm 71 is to pray faithfully. Pray faithfully. So if you look at verse 2, he writes, "In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me." Now, really, the whole psalm, but this verse explicitly, is prayer to God. Incline your ear to me. Hear me when I pray to you, O God. And specifically, in the midst of his challenges of aging and feeling attacked throughout the psalm, feeling attacked because he has aged and can't defend himself like he used to, the psalmist turns to the Lord in prayer. So whether it be physical limitations due to aging, retirement from work, having an empty nest, one thing that often comes with aging is more free time. Now, some, of course, fill it with a myriad of activities, but some are also very limited in what they can do. But one thing that aging offers is time to pray. Now, all Christians of all ages need to learn to set aside everything else in order just to pray to the Lord. Prayer is not the last resort, it's the first. Most, in my experience, most, not all, but most, of the most faithful intercessors, people of prayer that I have known personally, have been older saints. Not because God listens to the aged more than the young, but because faithful saints who have more time are devoting more of that time to the Lord in prayer. I'll tell you that I have done a few funerals where I have thought to myself, who is going to take up this person's role in prayer for me and for the congregation? Who is going to take on the mantle of deep and significant prayer? Who is going to help me in holding up the congregation on their shoulders in prayers like this saint has? Pray faithfully. Show the rest of the church what the life of prayer looks like. Gather faithfully to pray. Come to the church to pray. Pray in the hospital bed. But in the midst of challenges that so often come with aging, God has given us the opportunity to have more time to pray, so use it well. And let none of us, young or old, think that prayer is what people do who can't do the real work. Prayer is the most valuable. It is the most important. And some have to stop what is most important in prayer in order to do other forms of work. But others are actually given the gift of being able to devote themselves to what is most important. So the third courageous commitment that we see here in Psalm 71 is the need to pray faithfully. Fourth courageous commitment. Share with the next generation. Share with the next generation. Verse 18. "So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come." I'm not as strong as I once was, he says. I'm an old man and my hair is gray, but I'm not done yet. I will declare your goodness to those who come after me. So as one person put it so perfectly, every church needs older men and women who can tell others from firsthand experience of God's saving power. In every area of life, we need people who have gone there before and who can help and encourage those who follow in the way. Not so that they can see you, but so that they can see Jesus. And there's often a dual transition that takes place in this. Older people are experiencing a transition out of leadership, and younger people are experiencing the transition into leadership, and both of those are hard, and they're made harder by the fact that they take place at the same time. People accustomed to being experts have to learn to hand that off, and those who weren't experts before have to learn to step up. And it's hard to be led by those you used to lead, and it is hard to lead those who once led you. And sometimes older saints have so much to give that they want to give more than the next generation needs as they take on leadership, and that's hard. And as you age, there are so much that younger leaders need from you, and we need to humble ourselves and learn. And I'll also say, speaking as one in my fourth decade, to those who are perhaps in your eighth, ninth, and tenth, one of the most significant ministries that some of our older leaders have had for me personally is one of encouragement. Your encouragement and support is tremendous. Not because everything I do or everything we do is right, but encouraging younger leaders into their new roles is so important. And sometimes that means showing the way because you know things we don't know. And sometimes it means loving and supporting the younger generation as we step into the work that God is calling us to, even while you're laying it down. And that is a hard transition, going from leader to encourager. But it is a particular ministry that God gives us as we age, the ministry of encouragement. So share from your wealth of experience and knowledge, and don't let the next generations be anywhere near you without pointing them to Jesus. Share with the next generation the wonderful works of the Lord and be an encouragement about what God is calling them to do as they're called to step into their calling. They, perhaps I can say we, have a challenge on the other side, leading the very people who have gone before us that we respect so much. So use your position of having decades of life experience to share the goodness of Jesus with those who come after you. So the fourth courageous commitment we see here in Psalm 71 is to share with the next generation. And fifth courageous commitment is to worship continually and with abandon. Verse 6, my praise is continually of you. Verse 8, my mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Verse 22, I will praise you. I will also praise you with the harp. Verse 23, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. Continually filled with praise all day long, music, shouting, praising, joy, worship continually and with abandon. Now, I'm friends with many of you on social media. I don't spend a whole lot of time there, but occasionally I do see what you post there, and some of you may need to be concerned about that. But on this one, I have seen this, some of you ladies, and when I say this, you'll know who you are, with a smile on your face, have posted proudly about being a crazy old lady. And that's fun. Be the crazy old lady in the way that you worship and praise with abandon. Come with joy and passion and show the Lord what he means to you. Your presence changes everything when you worship and praise with abandon. Don't let anything keep you from worshiping the church if you have any control over it. Of course, this happens to all of us. Sometimes we just cannot be together in person, but if it is within your control, don't let anything keep you from worship together. Online is great for when you need it, but don't ever settle for that if you don't absolutely have to. And if you do, I'm glad you're joining in that way and participating, but only if that's the only option. Worship continually and with abandon. So friends, it takes courageous commitment to age well in the Lord. Remember the words of the aging and retired Charles Simeon, shall I not now run with all my might when the finish line is in sight? You're not done yet. God has more for you, and through you, he has more for all of us. So commit to follow him with courage. Take refuge in God. Remember how God has held you up in the past. Pray faithfully. Share with the next generation and worship continually and with abandon. And may we all follow the Lord with courageous commitment. And hear when we do finally reach the finish line, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Amen.